This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
The National Institute of Circus Arts in Paran is set to amaze audiences with its graduate showcase. It's called On Off, featuring the extraordinary talents of its third year students. And it promises a breathtaking display of skill, innovation, and artistic expression. And here to chat to us about this are two of NICA's finest third year students, Usher Collis and Dean Moran. Usher and Dean, welcome to Joy Drive. What can we expect in the show?
This show is our end of year final showcase of our 3 years of NICA. So it's the culmination of our 3 years of training. Everyone's doing a solo specialty and each of us are doing our individual acts.
What's it like preparing for 3 years and then, you know, it's culminating in this one show that you're really excited about?
It's a little bit stressful, but it's also quite exciting because over the 3 years we've kind of gotten to figure out our own unique styles and skills. So, yeah.
Dean, what do you do? What sort of performance?
So I do, my specialties are straps and ball kicking.
Right. So straps being what you hang on them or what are they?
Yeah, they're kind of like if you did gymnastics rings and just took away the rings.
Oh, my goodness.
So hanging off of those instead, yeah. And the other one, ball kicking, a bit of a niche one. I stack basically mixing bowls on my head and then I add more on my foot and I kick them up to my head.
Oh, my goodness.
Hopefully not into my face, but, you know, I'll take it as it comes.
So when you, scramble an egg or something at home, do you put one bowl on your foot, put the eggs in, flip it up onto your head, and then it's ready?
I mean, I haven't tried it, but I'll do that in the morning. And then if I get it in my face, I'll blame you.
I love it. Usher, what about you? What do you do?
My two specialties are hula hoops and silks.
Oh, so hula hoops we know. What are silks?
Silks is like the long fabric that hangs from the roof and you wrap yourself up in it. Spin down.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And you suspend yourself in the air in these.
Yes.
Oh, did they ever unravel?
Well, yes, but on purpose. Oh. We do like things called, they're called drops. And so you wrap yourself in a very specific, you know, calculated way and you know exactly how it's going to unravel. And then it's very spectacular for the audience to watch.
So if you go and buy a dress or something, do you feel the material and say, no way, this is not going to last?
I mean, silk's a very specific kind of material, so I don't know if, you know, your average dress would really be the same sort of material.
Tell us about the hula hooping. What made you get into that?
I actually did it a little bit when I was younger. I did circus classes growing up, and I think it's something, you know, that's always on a school playground as well. I feel like everyone's a little bit familiar with it. And so when coming to NICA, that sort of re-amped up again, and I really enjoyed it. And so going forward, I chose that as one of my specialties and really enjoyed it.
So tell us, with hula hooping, if we want to do it at home, I know I have trouble doing it, but I think it's a tiny little hula hoop that I've used. Do you need to use a specific size or something?
It is a lot easier if the hula hoop comes about up to your hip bone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
and you keep it above that.
Yeah.
That's absolutely amazing. How long have you been doing circus for?
I started, I think the first class I did, I was about 5 years old.
Oh, wow.
I was really lucky and I had a youth circus like right near where I grew up as a kid. So I did that instead of like doing a gymnastics class or something. And so I just loved that and kept doing more.
So you knew from the beginning that's what you wanted to do?
I knew it was what I loved to do the most. And so when I found out I could do it as a uni degree, I was like, that's for me. That's what I want to do.
Oh, my goodness, a uni degree. Dean, what about you? When did you realize?
Oh, I actually didn't start until about 5 years ago. So basically coming into the Cert 4 of NICA was my first foray into circus before that kind of dabbled a bit in all the different performing arts. I did like acting,
oh, wow,
dance, lighting design. And yeah, saw a circus show and kind of then and there just sat there and went, nope, that's it. That's what I want to do. And I'm stubborn, so I did it.
Does it take a lot of work to keep your fitness levels up?
Yes. Yeah.
Definitely. You know.
Yeah.
It is a uni degree, but most of it is physical. So we're there from 8:30 till 5:00. every day of the week, and most of that is physical training.
So in terms of the physical training, is there specific stuff you really need to do according to your, you know, what your specialties are? Or is it just a general circus, you know, I can twist myself up in knots and do all sorts of things?
It's definitely a bit of both. Yeah. We do foundational, you know, conditioning and skill acquisition, but then depending on your specialty, you know, straps that Dean does, you have to be very strong, you know, in the upper body.
So I like the bowls.
And the bowls, yeah, those legs. You've got to kick those bowls those up.
Do you go into a cooking shop and do you just, like, do the bowls go everywhere?
I go into just a chef's shop and I buy them wholesale, which is lovely. I just walk out with, like, 20 bowls.
Love it. What are your plans when you graduate this year?
Oh, sleep.
Sleep. Love it. What about you?
I actually have a contract that's starting with Circa. Yeah, so that starts 2 days after I graduate. So I don't have – I wish I had a little bit more time to sleep, but I'm off. Yeah, but I'm very excited.
I love the idea of doing a degree in circus performance. It must be amazing. Like, you're not just sitting in classes all day, I assume.
No, it's not – like, there is theory to it, but most of it is just up on your feet training, and it's really – it's a good – good time of energy.
Fantastic. Now, you've worked with two external directors across your time at NICA. What's it like putting your own work on stage at this time?
Ooh, it's a little scary, but also it's kind of fun because you do get to showcase sort of what you love to do. Like, I'm sort of trying to put in a bit of that theatre background that I have into mine. So it's more of a mesh of theatre and circus. But yeah, I think everyone has very different styles that they get to explore.
And you get to put, you know, if you want a personal story to share on stage, you get to put that into it however you dream it up, which is really nice.
Fantastic. Yeah. Did you think you'd get to the end of it?
Well, there's been some moments where it's looking a bit shaky.
You know, there was a block of time where things, you know, I might have blacked out during those 2 years.
And, you know, COVID of it all as well. Yeah.
We got through.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Usher and Dean, for joining us on Joy Drive.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's Usher Colless and Dean Moran, third year students and soon to be graduates from the National Institute of Circus Arts in Paran. For more details about this year's graduate showcase, it's called On Off. That's running from November the 29th through to December the 2nd.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.